Hi, this is Radio Kate, live from the Hootha Hotel, where we're doing another great Science in the Pub session for the Q2C Festival. With me is Stuart Brand, who is the president of the Long Now Foundation, author of the Whole Earth Catalogue, which is recently the new book, is it an update, the Whole Earth Discipline?
Sorry, ask that again?
Is the new book, is it like an update of the Whole Earth Catalogue, the Whole Earth Discipline, the new one?
Well, we're still saving the world 40 years later, but the Whole Earth Catalogue was pretty much about empowering individuals. And this is much more about the aggregate activities of humanity at climate scale. So there's definitely a scale difference.
And in the first issue of the Whole Earth Catalogue, there was the famous, now famous statement that you made, we are as gods and might as well get good at it. I went to your talk earlier today and you've actually changed that now to we are as gods and we have to get good at it. Why have you updated that?
Well, those were innocent times 40 years ago. Now we're facing a situation where we are affecting the atmosphere and the climate and everything else, and we're doing it kind of badly. Could be worse, but pretty badly. And we have no choice. We can't just stop doing that. We're basically terraforming the Earth. And so now we have to do it well, and we have to do it well, so that's why we have to do it.
You seem to be a bit of a fan of nuclear power and genetically modified crops. These are not traditionally things that environmentalists are shouting from the rooftops from. Why do you think they're the way forward?
Well, I used to be sort of mildly against nuclear power just because I was an environmentalist and didn't want things that were going to be around 10,000 years, all that sort of thing. But climate change changes that drastically. Basically, now the real bad actor is coal, and in order to get good base load electricity, to turn off coal, the only thing we have that can turn on more of is nuclear power that we already know how to do. It's very clean in terms of greenhouse gases. And what I got excited about as I looked into this, the next several generations of reactors that are coming along are drastically better than what we've got used to, good as they are. So the technology is improving so rapidly that I think it is something that environmentalists can get behind. The things we used to worry about with existing nuclear plants, most of those problems are going away. And some of the problems, frankly, we exaggerated.
And what about genetically modified food?
I'm sorry?
And what about genetically modified food?
The genetically engineered food crops, genetically engineered crops generally, including, you know, cotton and trees and so on, are for some reason interpreted as a threat, and I find them as a blessing across the board. But I was trained in biology, so there's some things I know not to be worried about. Genes moving laterally between different species is absolutely the norm in microbes, and it happens quite a lot naturally in the other kingdoms. So that we can very, very carefully identify exactly the trait and the gene we want and move it to a part of a plant where it expresses itself in a part of a plant that we want, that's actually a lot better than plain old breeding.
I mean, I think with the GM argument, there seems to be two parts of the argument. One of it is the scientific argument, which you've just addressed. The other thing that gets thrown at me when I'm talking about genetically modified food is this idea that it's big companies like Monsanto that are holding, you know, poor farmers to ransom with the particular sterilized seeds. Did you have an answer for that?
Well, for quite a long time, hybrid seeds is what most farms and most gardens are planting. And the hybrid seeds are, you know, run exactly that way. You got to get a new one every year, and it's run by these big companies. There's nothing new about that.
All right, I think it's time for us to go. Thank you very much.